Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, TASS in Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. We are positively here in the epicenter of Crab Cakelandia. We're here at Fadley's Seafood. We're at Fadley's Lexington Market. There will soon be a fishmonger's daughter in Catonsville right now. It's just the frontage and the scaffolding, but you can order Fadley's crab cakes from anywhere in the world. But you can only get these magic 8-ball tickets here in the state of Maryland, and I'm giving them away here at Fadley's today. We will be at CVP, Charles Village Pub in Towson, next Friday, hopefully supporting the Tigers making the tournament. The 21st will be in Essex at Pizza John's. I will also have the magic 8-ball scratch-offs from the Maryland Lottery. Vivian is back, and it's completely my fault. I had the folks in American Cancer Society and Hope Lodge coming over. Hope Lodge is two blocks down and one block over from Lexington Market. And I had a cup of Super Bowl going on, and I had to call you, Megan, preparing you for tomorrow. I had to tell everybody. I left the equipment, all of this equipment, this beautiful Baltimore Positive tablecloth, all my in the trunk of the car after the first night of Cup of Super Bowl. My wife had an appointment in Silver Spring. My wife took the car.
Oh,
I failed to get the equipment.
Fault.
No, it's totally my fault. I failed to take the equipment out of the trunk of the car, so you're here a month later. And I know you want to shout out Hope Lodge, and we had a bunch of folks that were going to come over, but you're going to fill in nicely for all of them.
Of course I am. So I'm the communications director. My name's Vivian Stearns Elliott, and thank you for having us, Nestor. Nestor was so kind to MC an event that actually is a fundraiser. It's an annual fundraiser for
my hair
Hope
looked
Lodge.
Good that night, better than it does now.
Everything looked good that
night. I cried and I screwed up. I feel terrible about I took the podium and just lost my ish. I mean, I started talking about
that.
Oh my God. I looked at Michelle. And I looked at that incredible butterfly relief 3D art thing that hangs in the Hope Lodge. It'll be hanging in the new Hope Lodge as well. And I just started bawling because David and I were close.
Yeah.
And I looked at her. She looked at me. I lost the script.
Yeah.
I think one of the scripts hit the...
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought you didn't invite me back because I...
That's it.
I weeped.
No. No.
I wept.
We know that cancer is close to your heart, that your wife had a cancer journey and that's
and
very
meaningful.
We lost
David and...
that very, very sad. And it's been, I think, almost 6 years.
I warned you guys when you told me Michelle was going to be there. I'm like, I'm not going to make it. And then I gave her the mic. She said, what do you want me to do with it? I'm worse than you. So we laugh about it at this point. But
okay.
But her artwork is beautiful and the work you do. And I think the meaning behind all this, my wife's a cancer survivor. American Cancer Society is on the front of a lot of this. And Hope Lodge really speaks to me and my wife. My wife spent 155 nights in Johns Hopkins in a hospital. I lived 3.2 miles away from, and I could have walked every night during Freddie Gray, during all of that. And there were a lot of families that did not have a bed nearby, a loved one nearby, a caretaker, lots of children, grandchildren, all of that. What you try to solve here locally in this neighborhood, right on the other side of Park's Fried Chicken here, across PACA, is a beautiful home for people when they're struggling. You're there for them.
Well, you're right. So let me tell you about the American Cancer Society Hope Lodge. So we have 31 Hope Lodges across the country, and we're very fortunate to have one here in Baltimore. They're really gems. They're home away from homes for people who are coming into major cities like Baltimore, major areas that have cancer centers for treatment, and they live more than an hour away. So you can imagine on top of the grueling cancer treatment they're going through and the emotional journal that they're going through. They also might have to drive an hour, 2 hours
every
each
day.
Way for their
cancer's
treatment.
Cancer's every day. Cancer's not, you know, it's not Monday, Wednesday, Friday when you got cancer. You know,
well,
like if you need treatment every day, my wife did. She was in IPOP back and forth, day treatment, night treatment, overnight. You spike a bad number and then you have to stay. You drive into the city and think, I'm going home today. And at 3 o'clock, they look at your numbers and say, nah, can't send you home tonight. You're at risk.
Right.
You got to stay. We're going to get you a bed.
Right.
Now, how many times that happened to my wife during cancer's volatile, very volatile.
But people don't always get a bed. A lot of treatment is not inpatient anymore. A lot of it is outpatient. You have to have insurance coverage to agree that this is someplace that you need to stay overnight. So what we have is this guest house, basically, where the patient, along with a caregiver, who's usually a family member, somebody close to them comes, and we have rooms with double occupancy, and they can stay as long as they need to. People stay up to 2 months if they're getting daily radiation treatment or chemo treatment, or as you say, they think they're going to be discharged and then something new happens in that cancer journey. They get a new, you know, phase of diagnosis or treatment that's needed.
Oh, my wife went through neutropenia and platelets and platelet donation and just, you know, you get a fever, you get a port infection, just all the above. I mean, so, I mean, all, every horror story I've lived, she's lived, and I know what goes on in that war zone on a daily basis.
Right.
And you're right on campus, right? The Hope Lodge,
so
literally,
we're
right
on the University of Maryland campus, but we don't only serve the cancer patients who are coming from out of town to University of Maryland. We have Hopkins patients, Bayview patients, Mercy.
You're a Baltimore resource, not just a downtown.
Yeah,
right,
there's no requirement to where you're being treated. And we have a van that takes the patients back and forth for treatment, so you don't have to worry about transportation. People can come here and park their own cars.
I was the driver for my wife, so you know, it would have been nice if we could have got a driver.
Door to door, and then you don't have to worry about parking at the hospital. So that's another burden that's off the patient and the caregiver. And then in addition to that, we have a communal kitchen. People can keep their groceries there. They can cook for themselves. They have spaces where they get together, watch TV, have games together, you know, activities together. We have volunteers that come in and do lovely things with them, whether it's drawing or painting or crafts or yoga or just bingo, you know, just something to have fun to take.
You got
to
pass
relief.
Time. You got to pass time. Yeah.
Yeah. And then in addition to that, we have just a lot of volunteers that come in, people who host meals. They'll come in and they'll prepare a lovely meal, usually for 30 or 40 people. So over the last year, we've had 500 guests. That's patients and caregivers. We've given out 13,000 free nights of stays.
Wow.
And that translates money-wise to $2.6 million saved in hotel costs.
Now, this is American Cancer Society underwrites this, correct?
Totally.
Okay.
But, of course, we rely on donations. You know, we're totally a donor-based organization.
How old is American Cancer Society? How long has this been going on?
110 years.
That's a lot of cancer. Cancer's been around too long, I think. 110 years, huh?
Well, it was even before that. But, you know, thanks to some really marvelous people, they were in New York City, some doctors, some activists, they got together and they founded the American Cancer Society.
So 1915 maybe around then, I guess, right?
That sounds right.
Wow.
I don't want to do the
math.
Well,
I've been familiar with that logo, the American Cancer, probably all my life, maybe Reader's Digest when I was a boy, or, you know, just seeing the logo and seeing that a spokesperson like you. By the way, Vivian Stearns-Ellis, she got her Northeast Region Director of Marketing. So I like that when I get the title
marketing
right on there.
Oh,
you
thank
know?
You. Thank
it
you.
Says there. It says so right there. You better update it if it's the wrong badge on you. But I've been seeing the logo forever, and I think the American Cancer Society has done a great job of letting people know it's there, it's a resource. But I think it's these feet on the street and these stories that I learned the night I emceed your event down at the Museum of Industry now a year and a half ago with Michelle Modell and her beautiful artwork. Doctors that night, survivors that night, donors that night, auction, all of those type of things. You're an organization, people know it exists. I don't think they're aware of everything you do.
Well, that's true. So one more thing before I tell you what else we do. So our Hope Lodge is moving into a new home. We are groundbreaking on Lexington Street, right across from the present Hope Lodge that was built in, I believe, 1985. And so we're going to have a brand new facility. It's going to have 8 more rooms. Our formal groundbreaking ceremony kind of thing is in April.
And so how many do you have now then?
Right now we have 26
rooms. So you'll have 34.
34 guest rooms.
Okay.
So we're increasing the guest capacity by 30%. And we have a fundraising campaign. So if any of your listeners, viewers out there would like to chip in, it is called Hope is Home. Baltimore.org.
Okay.
That's our website.
Do you have any events coming up like the one I did a couple? I know that was every other year you do that.
That's fall. Yeah. We have tons of events coming up. So this is Relay for Life season that's taking place, and we have them in communities. We have them at colleges. People walk around a track, and they fundraise. They celebrate survivorship. They remember loved ones. One of our really big hallmark mission events is our Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, which is in the fall in October during Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And people are already forming teams and volunteering. The nice thing about our events is they are free. We ask you to fundraise. Donations are the way that we are able to, you know, go out there and work on conquering cancer. We do have events, though, that have
Where's the website? Tell me exactly where we should go.
Well, if you go to cancer.org, that is our main information source. It has everything. It has cancer statistics. It has education. It has prevention. You can find out about when you should get your cancer screening.
Screening.
So
my wife's on me about some prostate cancer. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? She's like,
I hope you're keeping up.
Go your number, and I gotta get there. You're the one. This is why you're here. I'm a man. I'm not going to the doctors, right? The men don't do this, right?
Well, yeah, the women sometimes have to push them a little
bit. Well, here, yeah, I'll turn around. You push me. You push me hard. There you
okay,
go.
Okay, well, so tell I know me. Just, yeah, I, get that phone number in
cancer
your phone.
Screening saved my life. Here's the bottom line. When found early, colorectal cancer has a 91% five-year survival rate. So there you go.
Yes, and the thing about a colorectal cancer, it's one of the few cancers that can be prevented through screening. So if you get your screening and there are polyps and the doctor can remove the polyps during the colonoscopy, and polyps are a precursor to cancer. So some polyps are benign, some are precancerous. Either way, you want to get those benign ones removed because they can turn precancerous. But you know, that's the beauty of it. If you have a risk and you develop polyps or it runs in the family, go get your colonoscopy because you can prevent colon cancer from happening.
I needed to hear that. Thank you.
You do.
Well, I'm a 56-year-old male.
Well, I was
going to
say
that.
You're too young. So you start.
I'm 56.
You start your
colonoscopy.
You want
me to let my hair down? I'll prove it. This is real gray in here. I mean,
there's
really
hardly
a little
anything.
Bit.
Yeah.
I'll cut that
wife
out next
must
week
be
anyway.
Easy to live with because you don't have much gray hair.
I'm going to text her that right now, okay. Vivian. I will. We're here on behalf of our friends at the American Cancer Society in Hope Lodge. Hope Lodge is two blocks away. There's a new one opening April 8th. They're having a groundbreaking. When will that? About a year to get that open? About this time next year?
Yeah. You know, we don't have a timetable set yet. We're not locking in. But as
I always add
progress,
3 months. I'm an old entrepreneur. Yeah. I've built things.
Yeah.
Add 90 days and patience.
We'll see. Yeah. So far, we're not predicting. But
like Willy
it'll
Wonka.
Be there.
A teaspoon of patience, teaspoon of perspiration, a little bit of that, right?
That sounds good. And chocolate.
Hope Lodge, as you mentioned there, several dozen, most major cities in America, international.
I would say
Cancer Society, so I'm sure it's the American.
Well,
right?
We have one in Puerto Rico.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's America.
And we have one in Hawaii, which is
that's
America.
America.
But they're mostly major cities, places that you find major cancer centers that people are going to come to for the best possible treatment, for clinical trials, things like that. So we have them in New York, Philadelphia, actually Burlington, because Burlington is very rural. It has a wonderful cancer center there. People come from Maine and New Hampshire. I mean, there are some places in the country where people just, it's not a matter of, I don't think I want to go to my small town cancer center. I'd rather go to the city one. They actually don't have a cancer center if they're very rural. So
right.
They have to come several hours down to Burlington.
That's certainly something we saw at Hopkins in the two fights my wife had, was that people come from all over the world to Baltimore to be
absolutely,
treated.
Absolutely, absolutely. I met a man from Jamaica, Santo Domingo, Mexico.
Cancer has no borders.
Yeah.
And no doubt about that.
We're very fortunate in this country to have such wonderful treatment. So I would say that the majority are Americans that are coming to the Hope Lodges, but it is open to international patients, and we definitely get them.
I think the one thing I want to say before you depart here, we're at Fadley's Lexington Market. It's all brought to you by friends at the Maryland Lottery. I have my scratch-offs. We're going to be at Charles Village Pub next Friday, and we're going to be at Pizza John's on the 21st as well. Just cancer in our society, and it was a death sentence as a child, especially something like leukemia that, doctors shut the door and told my wife, you have leukemia, it's the worst kind you can have. We later learned it was 9/11. She was a 9/11 first responder from the air. Yeah, that's how my wife got cancer for sure. So twice, and a man in Germany has saved her life twice. I think of all of the people, research, money, doctors, schools, laboratory animals that were, over the course of years that created something to save my wife's life. We're 12 years further along now, and I think the treatments are even better. Every day we're getting better at treating most of these cancers.
Oh, yes. There are targeted cancer treatments. We have put, the American Cancer Society has funded more than $5 billion, not million,
B.
billion dollars worth of cancer research. And we specialize in funding very early research with researchers that look very promising, who are on the cutting edge, who are looking for new treatments, new ways of detection, new trends in predicting, you know, who might get cancer, who might not get cancer, and what the effect socioeconomically is on them. Just all these cutting edge things. And we are very good at honing in on those researchers that have promise, because 51 of them now have gone on to win Nobel Prizes that got early research grants from us during their careers. So the public, the community can feel very confident when they make a donation to the American Cancer Society that that donation is going to be used wisely. But we also have free services, and we have an 800 number that you can call 24/7. If you are in the middle of the night having a panic attack because of a cancer diagnosis in your family, you can call our 800-227-2345 number, and someone will talk to you. You can get a live person to chat and chat through what you're going through and the questions that you may have. They will do research.
Well, that was a day now,
you.
Vivian. You know, we were over at Hopkins.
Yeah.
And they came in at 5 at night, and they said, you've got leukemia. It's the worst kind. And they left a binder. They dropped the binder on the table.
Yeah.
And my wife had Wi-Fi.
Wow.
And we're, what is leukemia, right? What, you know, like,
yeah.
What's my chance of living? You know, these are first questions, like the minute it happens. And that information that's out there and resources and the things that go on in these hospitals are, it's a miracle work. It's changed my life. It's the reason I'm here talking about
Thank
this instead
you.
Of talking about the Orioles and the Ravens all day.
Yeah.
Talk plenty about that, especially the Justin Tucker thing and opening day. I'm on all of that. But it's a big world. There's a lot going on. And this is a place where we say, is the world getting better or is it getting worse? Well, it depends on which day and how the presidential press conference goes, right? But this is a place where we are getting better, like as a society, at treating cancer, at identifying it. I think that the surround services and surround things to help survivors like my wife. American Cancer Society is on the front of this. I know that.
Thank you.
It's true.
We appreciate that. Well, more than 2 million people will get a new cancer diagnosis this year in the United States alone. So the numbers
everybody
are going up.
Everybody knows someone. Everybody.
Yeah, everybody. The numbers are going up, but the other news is that the mortality is going down. The death rates are going down. And as you said, there's so much cutting-edge research being done. There are new treatments coming up all the time. Clinical trials are very important. We can connect people. We now have a clinical trial matching service that we're debuting. So if you're looking for a clinical trial across the country, you know, you've gotten to a point that you think that that's the right thing for your treatment or your doctor does, you can call our 800 number and we will help you try to find the right clinical trial across the country. And then, you know, if you have to travel and there's a Hope Lodge nearby, we could accommodate the patient at a Hope Lodge so that they don't have that big bill of the hotel stay or the apartment stay, something like that.
If anybody wants to chip in down here at the Hope Lodge, 2 blocks away from Lexington Market, Vivian will be glad to take you on down at the Hope Lodge and
Thank
help you.
You
at American Cancer Society. Tell folks how to get in touch locally. You've given the phone number. Cancer.org is the way to do that. But you do have a local office. You also have local things going on here, these great events that people can find on the internet and participate
Absolutely.
In.
Absolutely. So our Relay for Life takes care of all cancers. It tries to conquer all cancers. We have everybody, they could be pancreatic, colorectal, breast, lung, whatever, participating and celebrating their survivors and their family and fighting forward. And you can go to relayforlife.org on the internet, find a relay near you. The other thing is our breast cancer events are just incredibly uplifting and a celebration of life and promise and hope. And those are in the fall. Go to Making Strides Against Breast Cancer and you'll find one near you. And then we have events that are like galas and parties and fundraisers and such. So
you saw my jacket, right? So tonight's the Addies downtown here. So, I mean, I didn't even give you the full thing here.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm getting cleaned up. I think this wasn't the jacket I think I wore the night that I was with. Maybe it was.
No,
I have to check. What did I wear that night? Hold on. I just looked up the picture of me and Michelle Modell and that incredible is the butterfly mural up right this minute, or is it going up?
It is in a great room.
So
I
had a good jacket that day, but it wasn't this jacket.
Okay.
So there's Michelle and I, and there's her incredible butterfly And there's my jacket. Michelle looks way prettier than I do. But, yep, so there. Okay. So
okay.
I did not wear.
Well, thank you.
I didn't wear my Oscars jacket, fixing myself up here real good.
Okay.
I'm not even up for any award or anything.
Do you want me to, like, make sure?
Well, I'm
going to
let my hair down.
Okay.
Well, this is my kitty cat. She got all over
no,
this thing.
No, you have nothing there. I was just teasing you. I'm the one with dog hair. I just adopted a dog last week.
What kind?
This is a mini golden doodle. A gal was going into the military and she couldn't keep her dog. We already have a doodle, so now we have two. So
you love the new one?
Yeah.
Working on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, there's a little getting to know you period with
exactly.
the new Poochie.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, we love our kitty cat, so except when I wear her to galas and whatnot.
You look great.
Oh, I'm going to let my hair out. I'm going to do my hair up real nice. We're down here at Fadley's. I'm going to have a crab cake and then do my hair up nice. I might even have some mussels today because she's been threatening me with some steamed mussels down here as well as some char-grilled oysters. So I probably could do some of that stuff. It's all brought to you by friends at the Maryland Lottery, the Magic 8-Ball. You rub it, you win. It is the lucky Magic 8-Ball brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. It's the Maryland Crab Cake Tour and a Cup of Super Bowl. We're down here at Fadley's taking care of nice folks like the American Cancer Society, my friend Vivian Stearns Elliott, for stopping by. And let me know when your big hoot nanny is in fall.
Of course. Because
if I'm not going to emcee it and come cry, I'll come. You guys had...
Just come enjoy.
Listen, you had something that night that I'm still talking about. You had a mashed potato bar. You remember this?
Everybody loved that. That was so good.
It's the only Raul, I know you. Raul Frevel, who's done an event for me a million years ago.
Yeah.
I went to the event. I saw Atlanta Catering there. And I'm looking around, and I'm like, they had a mashed potato bar. I mean, that is.
Oh, you could put everything
that's
you wanted
brilliant.
On it.
I mean, it's
you
brilliant.
You could put corn and gravy or vegetables
cheese.
Or butter or cheese. Yeah, that's right.
Chives, sour cream, bacon. Let's keep going.
Well, you know, just being here at Fadley's makes you hungry. So you're really doing a good job on me.
They had a mashed potato bar. Remember, I did the mashed potato.
I do remember.
The twist. All right, we're here at Fadley's. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570. Towson, Baltimore, doing good things at the American Cancer Society. Stay with us. We're Baltimore Positive.
Thanks.